Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Welcome to another beautiful edition of Personal Development Sunday. Today is special, ladies and gentlemen, because I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name. Tell me why it's special. Stacey is special because today I'm going to give you one out of the 21 actionable affirmations that I recently released to the Comfort Killers. Now, affirmations are great. I love it. I am beautiful. I am rich. I am strong. I love them. In fact, I used to write them all on my wall, kitchen, bathroom. You came to my house, you sat down to pee or stood up. You will have seen a list of affirmations because I needed to change my mindset. Well, I said, you know what? How can I make affirmations actionable? How can I make them geared and tiered towards comfort killers, towards people on their journey, trying to go through life on a different route, a better route, a more thriving route, flourishing route, abundant route, whatever the case may be. I needed to make them actionable. So I said, stay, how could you do this? So I did it. I created 21 affirmations. They're on the website now, thecomfortkillers.com. You can get all 21. There's 3 hours and 30 minutes of content behind the entire deal. Each affirmation, I deep dive it. I talk about how to make it actionable. I talk about stories when I used it. I give you examples of know-hows. The entire deal behind each of the 21. Now, 21 is a number that I came up with because there's 21 days. 21 days that you could start to change and create a new habit. So I wanted to make it daily so you could actually listen to one a day. So you could kind of build a program behind how you're going to make these actionable in your lives and then make them interdependent, which they really are. A lot of it's about action. A lot of it. So I want to give you one today, one of the audio right here on PD Sunday. And then you could go to the website and get all 21 of them, all 3 hours, plus content. And then that's audio content. And then, of course, the ebook with them just written out with beautiful pictures behind each of them. So that's all included for, and I got some quotes in there. You know, I like to drop more in there. Over delivering. So it's $21. So I said, hey, you know, what's the cost of this? You know, really, I had it at $99. And I said, no, you know, the numbers, I love 21. There's a reason I have 21. Let's make it $21. So for $21, you can get all audio, all affirmations. But today, I want to give you one of them, the audio format. And I don't know which one I'm going to give you. You're going to listen up. You're going to hear it. But thank you for joining me today on PD Sunday. I am 21 actionable affirmations for a comfort killer. Day 12. I know that willpower fades, so therefore I motivate myself constantly by being around inspiring individuals, listening to other people's success stories, or reading through my journal. I also self-motivate with positive, purposeful experiences with family and friends who encourage my journey. I go to seminars and join meetup groups as a way to get pumped up for success. I know that willpower fades, so therefore I motivate myself by constantly being around inspiring individuals, listening to other people's success stories, or reading through my journal. I also self-motivate with positive, purposeful experiences with family and friends who encourage my journey. I go to seminars and join meetup groups as a way to get pumped up for success. I know that willpower fades, so therefore I motivate myself constantly by being around inspiring individuals, listening to other people's success stories, or reading through my journal. I also self-motivate with positive, purposeful experiences with family and friends who encourage my journey. I go to seminars and join meetup groups as a way to get pumped up for success. I'm glad you like the way I said pumped up, because it is. We gotta pump ourselves up. Willpower fades. I'm not sure if you know, but it's like, you know, you got the willpower, you got the will. Yes, yes, I'm motivated right now. But maybe a week, 2 weeks from now, I will not be as motivated as I was when I started. For me, I learned a lot about self-motivating, and I learned a lot about discipline in the process, because I realized that motivation actually fails, you know, sometimes. You're like, you could be pumped up, and then something in your universe, something in your world, you know, maybe your car got repoed, maybe, you know, your mom's in the hospital, you know, something kind of drowns you at the time. So how do you pick yourself back up? Quick story about a friend of mine who said that he was in a funk, right? Now this guy, he has it all, you know, the businesses, the cars, the wife, the house, the kids, the dog, the wealth, the impact. He's an artist, you know, he's a mentor. He does great in his community. He is the real deal. He is the epitome of what your journey should look like. So I have a lot of respect for this cat. And he said to me, you know, I was in a funk, Stacey. I mean, I was definitely in a funk. And I woke up thinking, why am I doing this? What, you know, what is this all for? And for the entire day, he was in a funk. And I said, man, you know, but you're not supposed to be in a funk. How'd you get out of it? Because on all levels, no matter what, you know, motivation will fade. Willpower will fade. You will have something hit you, emotion, whatever, on all levels. So it's good to prepare for how you deal with it. So that's why I wanted to extract from him. Hey, how did you deal with it? How did you get out? And he said it's a philosophy and a quote that he wrote years ago and never had to use this philosophy and quote because he was never in such a funk like the one he was in that past week. And the quote went something like, everyone has a bad morning, right? You know, it's okay. Everyone is going to go through. Everyone's not going to be up for it. Everyone's not going to be as pumped up. So everyone will wake up and have a bad morning. But you better not have a bad afternoon. Then he said, it was an afternoon. It crept right in the afternoon. And the quote continues. The quote continues to go, you know what? Most people will have a bad morning and a bad afternoon. That's fine. You won't actually go through it. It will get you down and out. But you better not have a bad evening. And now I am paraphrasing the quote, which is so eloquent the way he told me. So eloquently divine. And what it does is drove him all the way, every point, every afternoon, the evening. It wasn't until the next morning, and he recited the quote, and he thought about it, and he felt it, till he got out of it, got out of the funk. And so you have to use little things, and he didn't have to use that for a while, right? So my little thing is, you know what? I had better stiffen my discipline up, because I need to, when you are growing a business, when you're growing yourself, when you're expanding, you know, let's say you want to lose weight and you just don't feel it. One day you don't feel it. The second day you don't feel it. Then you lose some sort of motivation. Then you're going to lose your discipline. So you had better get your discipline up. One thing that always powers me is reading about other people's success stories. It motivates me. I would go on YouTube and actually type in entrepreneurial success story, weight loss success story, whatever I needed to do. I would listen to it and I'm like, man, if they could do it, I could do it. And that will pump me up again. And also reading through my journal. I went to Toastmasters last night, my first night. I was a guest there. And, you know, I had a journal. I have a journal that I keep in my car. And this journal is for ideas, anything that pops up real quick while I'm driving. Maybe I pull over and I need to take note of it because I don't want to lose this idea. It's a gift from the universe, from myself, and it's for me. And I keep a journal in my car. Now, this journal has a bunch of things in it. I started the journal off, right, actually journaling and then going into notes and then going into business. So I was like, you know what? Let me just keep it in my car. I go to Toastmasters and I needed something to write with. I said, you know what? I better bring this journal, take some notes. The first page I opened up because I was just there, it said, mind you, I'm at Toastmasters. It said, I wrote it on February 16, 2016. So a little over a year ago, I wrote, and it was one of the first pages. I opened it up and I wrote, I want to be a better communicator. I want to be a better speaker. First two things in the book. Now, where was I? So even seeing that, I forgot I wrote that. Even seeing that pumps me up. I am right where I said I was going to be. I am on my journey. I am continuing this path and it makes me feel good. So how do you self-motivate? Remember, motivation will fade. Willpower will fade. Discipline and habit doesn't. So if you get in the habit of always recognizing success all around you, even in your own personal journey, then you will not fade out into existence. I know that willpower fades, so therefore I motivate myself constantly by being around inspiring individuals, listening to other people's success stories, or reading through my journal. I also self-motivate with positive, purposeful experiences with family and friends who encourage my journey. I go to seminars and join meetup groups as a way to get pumped up for success. I know that willpower fades, so therefore I motivate myself constantly by being around inspiring individuals, listening to other people's success stories, or reading through my journal. I also self-motivate with positive, purposeful experiences with family and friends who encourage my journey. I go to seminars and join meetup groups as a way to get pumped up for success.